I'm leaving town for a few days to visit my family, said Etienne. But come by the movie theater next week when I'm back. I'll be working on Tuesday. I'll sneak you both in.
I can't, said Hugo.
You must, said Etienne, smiling. Promise you'll come.
I can't do that. Come on, Hugo. Promise, Isabel said.
The idea of going to the movies made Hugo remember something father had once told him about going to the movies when he was just a boy, when the movies were new. Hugo's father had stepped into a dark room, and on a white screen, he had seen a rocket fly right into the eye of the man in the moon. Father said he had never experienced anything like it. It had been like seeing his dreams in the middle of the day.
All right, I promise, said Hugo.
Isabel tucked her new book, Greek Mythology, under her arm and said,
Good, I'll see you then. I've got to go now. There's something I have to look for.
Don't open the notebook,
said Hugo, but Isabel was already headed toward the door.
Goodbye, Etienne,
she called. Then to Hugo, she said,
I'll see you next week at the theater.
And she disappeared into the crowded train station. Etienne said,
Well, it was nice to meet you, Hugo.
And he wandered off to find the book he had come in looking for. Hugo headed toward the door to leave, but the bookstore was warm and quiet, and the teetering piles of books fascinated him. He decided to look around for just a minute. After exploring the entire store, Hugo held the book that had caught his eye. There were golden cards embossed on the cover, as well as the title, Practical Manual of Card Magic and Illusions. Inside, clear black and white diagrams revealed what seemed like an endless array of card tricks, many of which Hugo had seen the old man do. The second half of the book showed the secrets of how to make things disappear and how to throw your voice and pull rabbits from hats. More diagrams showed how to tear paper and have it reassemble itself, and how to pour water into a shoe and leave the shoe dry. Hugo continued flipping through the book, seeing if there was anything at all about automata, but the book was silent on the subject. Still, Hugo wanted it very much. He knew that Monsieur Lebis lent books to Isabel, but Hugo didn't want to just borrow this one. He wanted to own it. He slipped it under his arm and inched toward the door. He rubbed the remaining buttons on his jacket.
Hey, Hugo! Called Etienne, who was sitting on a stool reading. What do you have there?
Hugo grew agitated. He wanted to run, but Etienne approached him and took the book from under his arm.
Magic. Etienne smiled and handed back the book. Do you know what's under my eye patch?
Was Hugo really supposed to answer that question? It seemed that Etienne was waiting for an answer. Hesitantly, Hugo said,
Your eye? No, I lost my eye when I was a kid playing with fireworks. A Portuguese rocket flew into it.
Hugo thought about his father's favorite movie and wondered briefly if the man in the moon had to wear an eye patch after the rocket flew into his eye. But all Hugo could think to say was, Oh.
So, do you want to know what's under my eye patch then?
Okay,
said Hugo, thinking that what he really wanted to do was to get out of there. Etienne reached beneath the eye patch and pulled out a coin, which he handed to Hugo.
That's the only magic trick I know, said Etienne.
Go buy the book.